Democratic contender John Tester has been declared the winner in the Montana Senate race. He defeated Republican incumbent Conrad Burns by just a few thousand votes. And joining us now to talk about this race is Jerry Calvert. He's a political science professor at Montana State University. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello.
Well, a few thousand votes, and I understand Senator Burns has not conceded defeat. Does that mean there will be a recount?
Probably most likely. Right now, my numbers show Tester up by 3,128 votes, and that's a margin that's been increased in the last 2 hours, and all the precincts are in except for one small rural county. So I'm guessing, unless there's some major glitch somewhere, that that margin will hold up. And I think that might trigger a recount, but I'm not that familiar with the exact state law for an automatic recount.
And why was the vote so close?
I think the vote was close for a couple reasons. One is, this is Conrad Burns is well-liked by his own base, and so he goes into this election with a very solid and passionate following. I think, secondly, it tightened in the last week or so because I think, I don't know this, but my intuition tells me that the votes are going to Burns in the end were votes of people that bought the argument, which was his major campaign point, that he's a major earmark getter, funder for Montana, claiming he's brought $2 billion in the state of Montana, and Montana would suffer severely if he were not reelected. I think that had some traction, I think, in the last 2 or 3 weeks at least.
But working against him were some ethical problems. He had an association with disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, and he made some insensitive remarks. Were those also a factor?
Both were factors. Beginning in January, the Democratic Party began to run television against Conrad Burns, even though they didn't have a nominee at the time, and it was a constant drumbeat of the theme of his association with Jack Abramoff. And those ads were relentless in the last 6 to 8 weeks. That was a factor. The exit poll from Montana shows that 67% of the voters thought that the ethical issue was very important to extremely important, and that particular group broke pretty heavily for John Tester.
Well, tell us a bit more about John Tester if these results are indeed confirmed. What kind of senator will he be?
John Tester will be a middle-of-the-road Democrat. He will be probably slightly to the left of the senior senator, Max Baucus. He'll probably be more in the mold of Tom Daschle or Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, Midwestern Democrat, left-leaning slightly on economic issues and more middle-of-the-road on the so-called social issues.
All right. Political science professor Jerry Calvert at Montana State University, thank you very much.
You're welcome.